Hey y'all, I'm Hannah Liz, a coastal living, Jesus loving NC native, and this is the Living Freed podcast, where we discuss intentionally living our lives to the fullest that God has intended, having those late night, open heart, friend combos, not letting others, ourselves, or ideas hold us down, allowing Jesus to free us of the chains that we didn't know we were holding on to. You can see the full show notes attached to this episode, and if you love this episode, please leave me a review.
Okay, so it's time for our weekly updates. This week, I'm actually getting ready to go to Iceland. So this is one of those pre-recorded episodes that if you listen to this past episode, episode 8 on prayer, at the very, very end, I let y'all know that this episode and the next have been pre-recorded. So I'm sorry for anything that maybe there's a glitch in the system or a glitch in the edit or whatever, because I'm not in control at the moment of that, and I'm choosing to surrender, even though it's very hard for me to. Anyways, so I'll be getting on a flight. Actually, no. This time next week when you're listening, I'll be driving around Iceland. I don't even know where I'll be at this point. I should probably look up my itinerary. Anyways, yeah, so I'll be in Iceland. Okay, what's in? What is in is, let's see, sunset swims. We went on a sunset swim last week and it was beautiful. So very much loving that. And what is out is, honestly, what's out is my AC. My AC has been out for about a week and it has been one of the hottest past weeks here in North Carolina. And everyone keeps telling me like, oh my gosh, it's so hot outside. Can you believe how hot it is outside? Yes, I can believe it because I haven't had AC in my car. Why? Well, I thought it's because I put gas in it, and that's why it's not. There's not, but someone informed me that that has zero connection, even though I definitely feel like it does with what has happened in the past. Anyways, that's a whole rant I could go on that I'm not going to go on. So yeah, that's what out is AC, and I'm getting it fixed this week. Praise Jesus. Okay, well, that's all I have, so let's go ahead and dive in into today's episode. Okay, bestie, I'm speaking on this as I'm currently working on it myself. One thing about me is I know things. Always have, probably always will. What do I mean by that? Oh, well, since you asked. The type of things I know are like how long your relationship will last until you break up, almost to the day sometimes, the outcome of your decisions. And I can read people like no one's business. So when I say I don't trust someone or I get a weird vibe from them, best believe I'm onto something. It might come out by the end of the party or years later, but trust, it will show itself. I don't always trust myself either though, because the thing about me, because there's many things about me if you haven't noticed, is I'll always give others the benefit of the doubt. My therapist says I need to trust myself more, that my gut instinct is cued in. I don't know about you, but I hate judging people on first impressions. When they say something off or give a look, that sounds like quite an alarm bell in my head. We all have lies we speak to ourselves. One of mine is that I'm a mean girl and too judgy. So when the alarm bell goes off, I silence it really quick because of those lies, and it never works out in my favor. I'm sure we all have done this at some point and have regretted it. Let's talk about what gut instinct is. Psychologists would say gut instinct and intuition are the same thing, and I'd be inclined to agree, but where I disagree is this. They say intuition is your brain unconsciously connecting patterns and matching them to past experiences to the current element you are experiencing. Your brain is always looking to make sense of things and predict what will happen. Now, I believe that this is mostly true for most people, but here's where my opinion and view shifts. As believers, we have the Spirit in us, and that means what comes along with it is the spirit of discernment. There are three different concepts in the Bible about the word discernment. One is in Acts 17, verse 11, and we're going to read that. Okay, verse 11 says, "Now these Jews were more noble than those in Thessalonica. They received the word with all eagerness, examining the scriptures daily to see if these things were so." This type of discernment means to carefully investigate and examine matters, to search for truths and understanding on a deeper level. Now, the second type of discernment is in Matthew 7, verses 1 and 2. Okay, verse 1. "Judge not, that you may not be judged. For with the judgment you pronounce, you will be judged, and the measure you use it will be the measure to you. This one focuses more about condemning others. That's the type of discernment based on human opinion and judgment that condemns others unfairly, when we are actually called to see situations and people through the lens of the Holy Spirit with grace and truth. And the third one is to test and evaluate whether something is true. It's going to be in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 21. And what's really wild, actually not even wild, but what's funny that it's in 1 Thessalonians is we've been reading that in my small group on Tuesday nights, and we're in chapter 4. And first off, I always struggle to find Thessalonians. I'm not sure why. And secondly, in chapter 4, there's a verse that quite literally says to mind your own business. And I don't know why, that just cracks me up. So anyways, what is a podcast with me if I don't go on a random ramble about something else? All right, so 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 21. It says, "But to test everything, hold fast what is good." Wow, simple and to the point, right? Now, this was talking about prophecies, but like 100% of the Bible, we can apply it to all aspects of our lives as well. The three main words that stood out to me were examine, judge, and evaluate. We can apply these three different concepts to any situation in life: people, words, actions, what we see, feel, or hear. Our gut instinct is discernment, and discernment is wisdom gifted to us by Jesus. So no, our gut instinct isn't always our brain unconsciously connecting past patterns to present moments to predict what will happen. It's also our spirit using what was gifted to us to protect us from what could be. As I'm saying this, I'm realizing what a disservice I'm doing not only to myself by not honoring the Lord by using the gift He gave us, but I'm doing Him a disservice as well. Wow. See, I told you I'm still working on this. So, why am I talking about this? Well, this is one of those late night car combos you'd have with your bestie. This is a safe space for me to share my tea and how truly imperfect I am. So buckle up, bestie. First, I know I cannot be the only one. It's not possible. No human experience is a unique experience to just you or me. So let's talk about it. You're at a party, church, small group, or walking across the street, and I'm sure alarm bells have gone off in your head at least once in your life, and you dismissed it because you didn't want to be the judgy friend. You felt guilt for deciding right off the bat you didn't like someone, or you didn't want to come across rude, and then whatever was bothering you eventually comes out to light or plays out, and you either say, "See, I wanted to say something about them not sitting right with me, and this is why," or think to yourself, "If I'd listened to my instinct, I could have avoided this." You don't want to not like the friend of your friend because it comes off as you being insecure or not wanting to share. You don't want to judge the girl at small group, even though she seems judgy or is saying insanely weird things, because it's a church group and we aren't supposed to judge others. You don't want to assume the person that happens to be staying anywhere from 30 to 10 feet behind you at all times in the grocery store, aisle to aisle, is following you, even though they have yet to put anything in their cart, because what on the off chance they aren't and are just an indecisive shopper who happens to be a man? What if his feelings get hurt or they feel insecure because you were wrong about being followed? How do I know you've had these thoughts or feelings? Because babe, I do. All you know is your gut instinct is telling you something, but you shut it down for some reason or another, and we regret it. I'm not sure there has ever been a time we decide to not listen to our instincts and we're happy about it. If there was, I wouldn't be here having this talk now. Okay, story time. There was a girl I met when I first moved to Wilmington. We hung out one time, and she and I just clicked, but something just felt a little off, and I couldn't place it. I decided to be friends with her, but just distant friends. I wouldn't let her super far into my life. We had hung out a few more times, and she opened up to me that she was in an abusive relationship. I thought to myself, oh, this is why I felt off about her. I could just sense something wasn't right, and this had to be it. Well, I felt for her and wanted to help her, so I let her even more into my life, let her into my friends' lives. And as I got to know her more and more, things began to get stranger and stranger in just a short few months. Her boyfriend started trying to stalk me on Facebook, and this girl started to tell one story to me and another to my friends. As we began to catch her in her lies, things took a weird and dangerous turn, and I quickly cut her out of my life. I told my therapist when I first met this girl that a very quiet bell went off in my head, and that I ignored it and made sense of it, and my therapist had told me to listen to it, because I had good instincts. But did I listen to my instincts? Nope. I didn't want to judge her, and I wanted to give her a chance, and it bit me in the butt in the end. My therapist was surprised by how drastic the events turned out to be, but wasn't surprised by the fact that my gut was right and reminded me for the third time that year that I needed to practice listening to it. For me, anytime I don't listen to my gut, it's because of guilt. I hate not liking someone. I genuinely want to like most people and logically understand I won't vibe with most people, but when a complete stranger doesn't sit right with me and I have no reason to not like them, but something in me just won't let me, then I start to feel an inward battle. Look, I know myself and I'm continually getting to know myself more and more, and I don't waste energy on beef with people. Some animals, sure. Fashion trends, absolutely. I might drastically shake my head and say, I could have told you that when you let me know the outcome of a choice you made. But that's about it. If you're a person and I don't like you, I just won't be around you. When I was younger, it's a very different story. I'd waste my energy on you if I didn't like you. If I had a bad vibe from you or didn't trust you, then I was telling anyone who would listen to me. But as I got older, I learned to keep my mouth shut and let things play out with you from a distance because I don't have to let you into my space. I remember when I was like 13 or 14, there was a girl who started dating someone close to me. Well, first, I just didn't get any good vibes from her. She came off full of it from the beginning, and two, I started to hear not the best things about her. That's all I needed at that age to get my engine running and my mouth blabbing to anyone who would listen to me about why I didn't like her. Eventually, the person close to me let me know that they were going to end up together, getting married one day, and out of respect to him, to keep my opinion to myself. So I did. I didn't want to, but I did. Well, let me tell y'all, I was right. Everything I ever thought or decided about her came out and played out to be true many years later. Little teenage me was right, and late 20s me was very happy about it. Because once again, I'm a brat and I know it. Has there ever been a time that you listened to your gut and were so thankful you did? The girl you decided not to be friends with, even though everyone else accepted her into the group, turned out to not be who they all thought she was. The guy you stopped seeing because something about him just didn't sit right with you, turned out to be America's most wanted. Just kidding. I'm just kidding, y'all. I'm just being dramatic, as usual, but you get the point. What about choosing between schools or jobs or maybe churches? You go and visit and just didn't feel peace when you left, but it seems like the best option and everyone around you agrees that it is, but you decide not to go and sometime down the road you found out why and are so glad you made a different choice. How did it feel when whatever it was came to light or was made clear? I remember when I walked out of the middle of a service of a church I was visiting because whatever the pastor was saying wasn't sitting right with my spirit, and to this day I have zero regrets. There's a story in the Bible about a man named Nehemiah. Homie got the okay from the king that he worked for to go back to Judah and work on it. Well, some guys sent some messages to Nehemiah that they needed to meet with him. But Nehemiah knew in his gut that it was a trap to do him harm, so he ignored the messages to meet. He didn't get a sign from God. God didn't send our guy, an angel, to tell him not to meet with them because it was a trap. Nehemiah just had discernment and knew in his gut, so he trusted it and was right. I remember when I would study to take multiple choice tests and my mom would say to me, okay, make sure to always go with your first choice because if you go with your second and it's wrong and your first one is right, you'll regret it. But if you go with your first one and it's wrong, you'll be like, oh well, and know better for next time. I guess you could say anytime I haven't trusted my gut instinct that I could hear her saying that to me after. It's really good advice, and I try to apply it whenever the occasion presents itself, but I wouldn't have started this conversation the way I did if I had mastered it by now. Life is no good filled with regrets. I'd rather go through the rest of my life trusting my gut and learning from it than to spend it wishing I had. God gave us discernment. He won't judge us for using it. In fact, He wants us to, because it's a gift from Him that comes with the Spirit. So, are we more scared of what people might think of us when we use it, or what God might think of us if we don't? What harm might it cause others if we don't use it versus if we do? No, truly, think about it. If you don't feel peace over the choice everyone else wants you to make, how will it harm them more than you? If you get a weird vibe from the one person, guy or girl, that everyone else seems to be friends with, but you decide to keep your distance, who will that hurt? You don't have to be friends with everyone. If you decide to get someone to walk you to your car because you feel uneasy about the person that just so happened to be going everywhere you are in the store, who will that hurt? If they aren't following you, then they shouldn't notice a person walking you to your car and get offended. If you decide to stop going to a certain church that maybe your friends serve at because worship doesn't sit right with you there, the preaching doesn't sit right with your spirit, maybe you just don't feel the spirit in there at all and it feels dead, who is going to hurt more than you? What harm can it actually cause others to listen to your gut more than it can hurt you not to? Just like spiritual gifts, your gut instinct is like a muscle you have to grow. The more you use it, the more you exercise it, the more it will grow, the more you become confident in it and trust it. But just like working out and growing muscles, you have to start small. We can't jump in and start lifting 50-pound weights day one, or at least I can't. You need to start with your 5s and your 10s, work up to your 15s and 20s, and eventually we'll be taking on the big guys. What do your 5 and 10s look like? For me, I think my 5-pound weights are when my discernment tells me not to trust someone, then I simply just don't let them into my life. I will just need to fight the mind trash of you're being judgy or a mean girl and remind myself of all the other times I didn't listen and what happened. I'll remind myself that it doesn't mean me being weary of her doesn't equal me being mean, but it can equal me not letting her fully into my life and into my space. Remember, gut instinct as a believer can be not just intuition, but spiritual discernment, which is a gift from our Heavenly Father. Why would we waste that, much less doubt a gift from Him? Let's work on being free from the doubts and uneasiness we have when it's actually spiritual discernment. Let's strengthen our gut instinct and learn to trust it. And let's let go of whatever mind trash or fears that typically come along with it that is holding us back and down from feeling secure, trust, and our gift from Jesus, and freed. Okay, let's pray.
Okay, Jesus, thank you for spiritual discernment. Thank you for the gift that you've given us. I ask that we don't waste it, that we don't keep sitting in regrets, wishing we had listened to it, because it's from you, and you're all-knowing. You're all-powerful. You're a beginning and end. Have us remember when we do start to doubt it that it's from you. It's you nudging us. It's your spirit letting us know, hey, look out for that. Hey, be careful there. Hey, maybe we don't make that choice. To not sit in doubts and what ifs, to not sit with regrets of wishing we had listened to it. That we ponder it and grow it so that not only can we have trust in the choices that we've made, but honestly, grow our trust in you through that. Have our trust in you get stronger because of that. And have it grow our faith in you because of that. Help us wipe away the mind trash that comes along. Help us wipe away the insecurities that come along with it. And help us just step into faith with it. Help us step into the faith of our gut instinct, of the warning bells that go off. Help us not silence them. Warning bells are not there to be silenced. They are there to be listened to. They are there to tell us when to evacuate. Continue to grow our discernment. Continue to help us grow our discernment. And in Jesus' name, amen.
All right, thank you so much for listening, you guys. I really appreciate it. I hope that you enjoyed this episode and hopefully got something out of it. And if not, hang in there. Maybe you'll get something out of the next episode. Anyways, if you are loving it, please go ahead and subscribe and leave me a review. And if you aren't and you have feedback, I would love to hear what you have to say. Whether you DM me on Instagram at HannahLizD or email me at livingfreedpod@gmail.com. All right, again, thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. I hope that you all have a great day. Bye, y'all.